007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett, you're welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
And lots of great movies to look forward to. January is always a good time for new movies. We look ahead to some of them in just a moment. But we're talking about cinema itself to start with today.
Yeah, because I suppose it's around this time of year, you know, you look back on the previous year, see how everything has gone on. And I think, you know, one of the big questions is what role cinema will have in the next few years. And we're constantly looking at the box office figures to sort of determine that. And I think most people, you know, are very much aware that because of box sets, because of Netflix, because of, you know, digital downloads, even piracy. I was looking at the piracy figures for last year. Extraordinary, like
huge, yeah.
30, 40 million downloads of the top movies. That has to have a major impact.
Of course it does,
on the way things are going. And, you know, North American cinema attendance figures hit a 20-year low in 2014.
Really?
So that's, you know, that's quite a big. Now, 1.26 billion, you know, box office numbers. Canada was down as well. Chinese attendance figures, though, rose by 34% to 830 million. And they reckon that the country is projected to pass North American figures by 2017. So I suppose the worry is what type of movies are going to be made for, you know, for big screen entertainment. You know, Transformers Age of Extinction was the only movie to pass a billion at the box
really?
Office.
Gosh.
The average movie is still spending about 30 million in terms of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the advertising spends are still going on. But I suppose, you know, they need big hitters at the box office to keep generating. And if their figures keep dropping, cinemas are quite expensive to be booked into.
Exactly.
You have to worry about, I suppose, how it goes. Now, it's kind of a little bit of a different trend. It hasn't been as big over here in terms of the drop in the UK. Also, like in France and Spain, the box office rose a little bit as well. So you have a little bit of movement in the figures.
Interesting to look at those figures though, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Chinese kind of model in terms of seeing that just rapidly increase, and they're building multiplexes there so fast that, you know, and there was a lot of money from the East in Transformers. And,
right, okay.
You know, they shot some of it over there. So we're probably going to see a little bit more of that in terms of how things get financed.
Well, interesting. And of course, it's a case of the big sell as well in terms of trailers. And of course, social media is having a huge effect now, isn't it?
That's it. Massive effect. I thought this was interesting. I was having to look it through because each week I look at Variety, Hollywood Reporter, and try and, you know, keep track of what is going on. And Variety now are publishing Listen First digital audience ratings. They're known as DAR ratings.
Yeah.
These are a measurement of fan engagement across all major digital platforms as it relates to film. This has a major impact because they're looking at things like Facebook, Google, Google Plus, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube, and Wikipedia combined, and how that is impacting, I suppose, on our perception of films and you know, how we're aware. Of course, the
most interesting one. That's a full-time job for somebody, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The interview, of course, has just gained so much traction recently.
Of course it has, yeah.
Because of the emails we all looked at from Sony and what has gone on. And of course, you know, what's going on with the sanctions been placed on North Korea by the US and everything. But the interview grossed 15 million online from digital downloads when they decided to release it that way. But it wasn't only that, it was the combination of all the talk about it on Twitter and across various different feeds, including actors and the likes pushing it.
Yeah, weirdly the marketing was helped hugely.
Absolutely, and it pushes that brand up hugely. Now, one I suppose that's easy to get your head around is trailers.
Yes.
You know, so they've become big business. And for instance, the Entourage movie, you know, came in at number 2 on the DAR film leaderboards because 5 million people watched it on YouTube straight away. You had a lot of talk about it, a lot of people sharing it. And even simple posts on Facebook from two movies that are coming out, Kung Fu Panda 3 and Magic Mike XXL.
Mm.
You had some posts on those just wishing people happy holidays.
Yes.
And they generated 94,000 views on Facebook. So it's all about how they
And of course,
build.
The online launch we spoke of before Christmas for the latest 007 as well.
There you go. So you see, yeah. They're constantly looking at, and of course coming up with these official hashtags and various different ways to generate interest.
What about Star Wars?
Well, you see, Star Wars, yeah, this is what's, I suppose, prompted me looking at this, because we get the news that Disney has reportedly set its web video production company Maker Studios to produce a Star Wars related online series ahead of the theatrical release of Star Wars The Force Awakens in cinemas in December. Now, Bloomberg announced the news, saying that Maker will create short form shows about everything from Star Wars fashion to games to help its parent company promote the relaunch of the brand, taking place, of course, there this time go. At Disney. They purchased this company, this is Disney, for $500 million back in May, and they're expected to sort of cover everything. But there's your classic example of it now. Just pump this out on all the channels.
I hope it lives up to all the hype. That's all I can say.
Well, that's it. I mean, at the end of it all, you've got this Wii movie that everybody has to go and see do they like it, whatever about everything else. So
huge excitement about it, that's for
absolutely.
Sure. All right. A popular TV show may be hitting the big screen. What's this?
Yeah, this is Boardwalk Empire. People really like this. This was a HBO series.
Big hit, yeah.
And one of the people behind it, a very prolific producer, and we don't normally associate him with that, and that's actor Mark Wahlberg.
That's right, yeah.
A rapper as well from his time. But he's built up this quite big career as a producer. You know, they say, I don't know, have you seen Entourage, the TV series?
A little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah, people have sort of said that was his lifestyle, you know, when he moved to Hollywood, and that was his crew of people, because he was one of the big producers on that. But he's also behind the likes of In Treatment and, of course, Boardwalk Empire.
Clever guy.
Yeah, very clever guy. And he's been talking about it. He said his next goal is to get a movie made about Boardwalk Empire. He's talking to Martin Scorsese about it, who, of course, was involved with the series early on. I suppose what they'd be looking at is doing some sort of prequel to get Steve Buscemi back as Nookie. We'll see. But he certainly wants it, and anytime he has set his mind to it, it has happened.
All right. Now, meanwhile, Ryan Gosling, we've been talking a bit about his directorial debut. Is it happening?
It has happened. It had a screening at Cannes, but the problem was it got slammed. And there was a lot of talk, again, going back to Twitter and the likes, that, you know, wasn't going to see the light of day. It was just going to go straight to VOD. It wouldn't go to cinema. People were talking about it. And now they've decided, you know what?
We'll
put it out in cinemas.
Okay.
So it's going to get a limited US theatrical release in New York and Los Angeles. But of course, the problem is it's hard to get over the reviews that sort of slammed it. The movie's called Lost River. Saoirse Ronan's in it. Eva Mendes, Christina Hendricks, Matt Smith. It's about a single mother swept into a dark fantasy underworld while her teenage son discovers a secret road leading to an underwater town. Now, the thing is, he's a very popular actor, so it'll probably drive audiences anyway.
It probably will, just to see how he is behind the camera too. Now, Sylvester Stallone has been tweeting, Garrett.
Yes, this was funny because it happened over the Christmas period, where he posted a tweet sort of saying, hey, you know what, I've just finished a project. And it was a picture of a script. This is for the Rocky spin-off.
Yes, that
and
I'm so excited about.
It was the last page of the script, and it was upside down, but you could read it.
Oh.
And everyone was going, oh, he's just giving away the ending of the movie. But what he was doing was he was confirming that he's heading to Philadelphia to start shooting this Rocky spin-off, which is called Creed. And he also gave the news as well that he's reported that a fifth and final film in the Rambo series is looking like it's going to happen, with a full title. It took them a long time to come up with this. Last Blood Rambo. So there's no indication yet of
there's
any
no
more
stopping
details
him, though,
on that.
Fair play
there's
to
absolutely
him.
No stopping him. So
I like the idea of Sylvester Stallone
tweeting
away there.
If you want to read the end of the script, go on to Twitter.
Good man. All right, what trailer should we check out online?
Kenneth Branagh is someone that you know, has likes to go behind the camera. Jack Ryan, I think, was the last movie that he directed, but he has a live action retelling of the classic fairy tale Cinderella.
I did look at this trailer the other day. It's lovely, actually.
It looks
really good.
Really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking back to when he directed Hamlet. I really like that movie.
Yeah.
Shot in 70mm, and it looks spectacular. And it certainly had elements of that that I thought, he knows how to majestically move a camera, and I think that could
it looked gorgeous, and I thought Helena Bonham Carter looked pretty.
Yeah, she looked great. Yeah. Kate Blanchett's in it as well. Yeah. Richard Mann and Lily James. So it'll be out you know, later this year, but check out the trailer.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Patrick Doyle will be doing the soundtrack. Look forward to hearing that too. Now, a lot of hype about Birdman released this week. I got a preview just before Christmas. Michael Keaton, fantastic in it.
Yeah, and he'll be in the Oscar list terms of nominations. That's a guarantee as well. Good cast in it. Ed Norton, Emma Stone, Naomi Watts, Watts, Zach Galifianakis, Andrea Riseborough.
Yeah.
You know, so it's about a washed up actor who once played an iconic superhero must overcome his ego and family trouble as he mounts a Broadway play in a bid to reclaim his past.
I must say I loved the New York locations, beautifully shot, and of course this very interesting way it was shot, Garrett, too. It looks like it's all one,
looks like it's all one shot,
which is really interesting.
And they engage various different techniques.
Although I would, the only thing I'd say about a lot of the trailers is saying, you know, it's hilarious. There's a lot of comedy and there's a lot of black comedy. I have to say, though, I left it feeling slightly deflated. It's quite dark and quite sad, actually, I found, but a lot of humour at the beginning. And yeah, see what you think of it.
It's
let me know if you've seen it. Yeah,
back in
great
a big
to see
role,
him back. I loved
it?
Him
he's,
in it, I have
he,
to say. What else have we?
Oh, we've Big Hero 6. This is from the Walt Disney Animation Studios. This is the team, really, that brought Frozen and Wreck-It Ralph to the big screen. It's an action-packed comedy adventure about a special bond that develops between Baymax, a plus-sized inflatable robot, and his prodigy. It's, you know, good animation fun. So if you know, just before bringing the kids back to school,
that'll do it, won't it? Yeah. Okay. Now the other Oscar contender for the best actor will have to be Eddie Redmayne. Saw this last night. The Theory of Everything. I really enjoyed it. Felicity Jones, excellent in it too. I've been dying to see this one.
Yeah, and this is about Stephen Hawking. Mm. So I mean, what's interesting here is, I suppose, you get to see the life of the man.
Yeah, you get to know the man exactly.
Yeah, you get to know him, and you know, before his diagnosis with motor neuron disease. But
and it's very much a love story. That's what this is centred on.
And it's going to feature an Oscar list, there's no doubt about it, because it's the type of movie. James Marsh directed it. I met him a couple of years ago when he had directed Shadow Dancer here, and he had done, of course, a lot of the documentaries, you know, the big Project NIMH and the one about...
No, he did a good job on this.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, a good director. We have a little clip from the movie just to give you a feel for it.
If Einstein is right, or if general relativity is correct, then universe is expanding, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so, if you reverse time, then the universe is getting smaller.
All right.
So, what if I reverse the process all the way back to see what happened at the beginning of time itself?
The beginning of time itself?
Yes. So the universe getting smaller and smaller, getting denser and denser, hotter and hotter.
You
as
mean
we
wind back the clock?
Exactly, wind back the clock.
Wind back the clock.
Is that what you're doing? You're winding back the clock.
That is what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's the very impressive Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones and The Theory of Everything. One or two more to mention, Garrett?
Yes, The Woman in Black, Angel of Death is also released. An unlimited release is Enemy with Jake Gyllenhaal. That's you'll find that in various different cinemas throughout the country. But have a look. That's
okay, TV-wise, we've had so much TV.
We've had so much.
There's a few goodies, though, to look forward to.
At 7:05, RT1 this evening, Toy Story 3.
Lovely.
Great movie. We thought it was the last one, and we know now it's not going to be. And then later on, Little Children with Kate Winslet's on at 11:15 on RT1. Just mention as well, Haughey, of course, starts the story of Charles Haughey on RT1 tomorrow night, 9:30. And to flag an Irish movie, The Guarantee, which TV3 are showing at 9 p.m. on Thursday night as well.
Great stuff, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thank you.